Welcome to another online meditation and relaxation class. Now, I have found that the experience is enhanced if you use headphones or earbuds or something like that. It feels more immersive and more like we're in the room together as we normally are. Give it a try and let's hope we're back to our normal classes fairly soon. It's good for you all to be here. I'm glad to be here too. So we don't need to talk about the benefits of relaxation and meditation. We know them. And they can be our lifeline of keeping ourselves feeling quite sane and feeling stronger. In these funny times, we can get very wobbly. We also find that sleep is a problem, the worry and the sleep. So we're going to address that as well. Do watch on the website, because this week I'm going to do a meditation, which is great for disrupted sleep patterns, whether you can't get to sleep or whether you wake up in the middle of the night. So this is, it's a very good program. It's quite short. This is wet by way of an advert, really. But it is important at these times, and it will be on the website within the next couple of days. But tonight, or today, we're here. We're here, and I do have a very, very deep relaxation for you. It is quite marvellous, I have found. Really good. So we're going to do that. We're going to get around to that in a minute. So first of all, you need to be very comfortable, of course, as ever. And light your candle if you wish, if you haven't already. And this relaxation really is better from lying down, I have found, but you might not. If you have difficulties lying on the floor, then it won't be better. You need to be comfortable. You need to have the room warm, but not over warm, and not too cold either. Because we're going to look at the dualities and likes and dislikes. So we don't want to be too warm, and if possible, it would be better not to have a blanket on. So we're already starting differently. So maybe that'll keep us alert. So we're not having a blanket on. And I, for one, love a blanket. But it's like a blanket. It smothers the reactions, or it can do. So we're going to have a go at lying down, being comfortable, but being slightly, if you like, uncomfortable. Not desperately uncomfortable, but slightly different, perhaps. So find your position lying down, or sitting if you want it. If you're lying on a bed, don't be surprised if you fall asleep, and that's fine. But I think you'll find that lying down flat on the floor will keep you fully alert and without any blankets. So find your position, whether you like to have your legs over a bolster, or you like your knees bent, or you like your legs stretched out. Just find your position, because what I'm asking is that we stay still. We stay completely still through the whole practice. And maybe we'll notice how much we actually move. Because when we're there, we're just going to stay absolutely still, not tight, rigid, I've got to be here. It's just still and noticing everything. Like the mind will play huge tricks to get you to move. It'll find a hurt here, it'll find an ache there, an itch there. There'll be all sorts the mind gets up to try and get you to move. And we want to notice that the mind's doing this. Oh, yeah, no, I don't. And you'll find that if you've had an itch and you just ignore it, then it's gone. It's gone. So this is what we're doing. So I'm going to guide you through the first bit and then I'm going to leave you completely still and completely quiet for 10 minutes. It has to be quiet because otherwise I'm just like the chattering mind, really, giving you ideas. But I'll give you the ideas to start with and then let you go into your own stillness. 10 minutes and I will bring you back. And of course, if you like it so much, you can stay there. That's what I did this morning. I was amazed at how long I was here. So find your position. And get you wriggling into it now and decide that that's where you're going to be. Just decide. And there you are. And you're not going to move now. You're not going to move at all. If you feel a cool breeze and you think, oh, I'd like a blanket on, it isn't going to be that cold. And it's all about not following the mind stories. The mind can make up huge, long, intricate stories about the smallest thing. That's what it likes to do, to distract you away from what's really going on. So we're going to feel the body on the floor. Feel. Really go into that. Feel the pressures, the different pressures, the different weights of your body on the floor. Feel the different pressures and the different weights of your body on the floor. And feel your breath. We're told to do this often. But just notice your breath. You don't want to change it at all. We're not going to change it. We're not looking to change it. We're just feeling it. And sometimes we feel it in the nose. And sometimes we feel it in the body. See where you can feel your breath. And sometimes when we're asked to feel our breath, we sort of exaggerate it a bit. So we can. So don't do that. See if you can just feel it. Feel the breath. It's just coming in and out as it always does. Just stay with it. Be very close to it. And feel your breath, and feel your weight on the floor, and your breath, long, short, doesn't matter. Just be interested in what it is. And when your mind comes in with a story, just let go of the story. Notice that there's one going on, and let it go. And feel your heartbeat. Can you do it without moving your hand? Feel your heartbeat. If you go really close, you can feel your heartbeat. And don't follow the story. Don't follow the story. The mind will make up important stories like, oh my heartbeat's a bit fast. I need to go to the doctors. I can't get to the doctors. Shh, forget it. Just feel your heartbeat. It's just doing what it does. And probably you've not noticed it very much before. So you don't really know what it is. So you feel in your breath, your heartbeat, your weight on the floor, and your clothes on your body. And as you drop and relax, you'll feel your clothes move away from you as your body drops deeper, as your mind slows down. Don't move. Don't move. Feel your temperature. Don't decide whether it's too hot or too cold. Just feel it. And if it is too much of something, just stay with it. It's all right. Stay with it. The hot or the cold, the heartbeat, the breath. Don't follow the stories. Feel your forehead smooth. Your jaw relax. Maybe you feel a taste inside your mouth. Don't follow the story. The taste might be your last meal. Was it nice? Was it not nice? Did I like it? Did somebody make it for me? Oh, we had that before. Forget it. Feel the taste. Notice the elaborate stories that your mind comes up with. Feel your teeth. It's a great storyteller. Dentist, oof, you can go back years and years. Teeth, taste, breath, heartbeat. Notice if any pain pops up. Notice if any physical pain pops up that you possibly knew was there, but now it's quiet. It's right, we'll have a go at this. We'll distract you with this pain. Maybe it's just a muscle ache. Maybe it becomes really fierce. It wasn't fierce a minute ago. Just feel it. Just feel it and it'll dissolve. It will dissolve. Itches. Maybe you can feel a throbbing throughout your body. Heart, breath, no stories. Your heart, tingling inside. No good, no bad. It just is. Hot or cold. An urgency to move something. Don't do it. Can you really not do it? Stay close to it. And it'll go. Breath, the whole body, the whole body. This is what we mean when we say feel the whole body. Be there. Feel the whole body. So I'm going to leave you now with your feelings. Don't move. I'll be only 10 minutes. Okay, where's your mind now? Where's your mind? Has it quietened or has it got noisier? Are you still in feeling mode? Have you dropped? What happened? Just feel, just stay there, just stay in it. Just stay in it. Now, if you want to, if you would like to, come round and sit up for meditation, then do. Come round slowly. Notice your thought patterns change when you move. Notice. And sitting up if you want to. If you want to carry on lying down, carry on lying down, it's fine. And adjust yourself to sitting and feeling the ground. Feel the ground. Exactly as before, feel the ground, feel your breath. Feel your face, be in your body. In your body, drop your shoulders. Release downwards. Lengthen upwards. Release downwards. Lengthen upwards. Breathe in. And as you breathe in, imagine or pretend that your breath's going all the way up through the top of your head as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, it's coming from somewhere above you and all the way down through your tailbone and into the earth. Breathing in. Just imagine a breath or a silver light, anything you want, going up and up and up, and it comes up through your head. And somehow your head opens like a flower blooming as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, it comes down through that flower and all the way down into the earth. breath in, opening up like a flower blooming. Breath out, sinking down. Close to your breath. Close to you. And then let your breath settle down. Let it settle right into your tailbone. Do it slowly so that you come down from the flower. Let the flower close. And it's as though the water level, a water level in you, is slowly lowering. Slowly lowering. Until you reach your base and you feel your ground and you feel your body, you feel your breath, all is well. Just be. And then slowly, ever so slowly, if you're still lying down, just bring yourself up and open your eyes. Open your eyes, but don't widen them quickly. Just let them open and let the room come into you. Let the world come into you. Slowly, 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 slowly. Slowly. Ah. Take notice of how you feel. Take notice. Just like you did right at the beginning, take notice how your body feels, how you feel, and how you feel ready to go about your day or your evening. You might just want to, ooh, that's enough, I can go to sleep. Or you might feel, ooh, right, I'm ready. Do it all with awareness. Take your time. Take a little time for yourself. Always. Namaste. See you next time, and thank you.